We've got a bit of FOMO, engagements, and cougars in the next episode of Younger. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Younger After Show. Tonight, we're talking about Season 6, Episode 7, Friends with Benefits. And poor Liza, she's just gotten a lot of FOMO in this episode tonight. I'm really excited to talk about it. I'm here with my amazing hosts. Sahai.
Hello, everybody. Mm-hmm. Happy hump day. And, you know, I'm excited to talk about all the new beginnings for some of our cast members today.
And Taylor.
Hi. I'm glad to be back. It's been a second, but I really miss talking about the show with you guys.
Yes. Me too. And guys, I'm Alice. I didn't even tell you my name in case you're new here. And I'm so glad we're all back together too,
ladies. The OGs. Farai's out today, but he's here in spirit.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, he is. What were you guys overall? Well, first let me say that in tonight's episode, we're going to talk about the show. We're going to have news. We're going to have some predictions, some youngerisms, and we have some birthdays that we're going to talk about too from the cast. So there's a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. But what were you guys' overall thoughts on the episode?
You know, today is kind of a slow day, and I thought the episode started out a little slow, but the engagement brought me back to life, and I love it, and I'm very excited about it.
I agree. I thought that was definitely a highlight of this episode. And then I love just, like, the continuation of the workplace drama, because we had Charles, like, as the boss for so long. So it's really interesting to see that script kind of flipped with Kelsey obviously running things now and having that, like, conflict of trying to, like, be Charles's boss. I think it's so interesting. Like, they've grown so much in 6 seasons, and I love how they're always changing it up and, like, never just staying stagnant.
Yeah, I loved all the stuff that we saw of Diana in this episode. You know, sometimes we don't see her a lot, and I really loved that we got to see her a lot in this. And I think that you predicted that this was going to happen. I mean, I think we've been talking about this for a while since Enzo kind of came into the spotlight of, oh my gosh, hopefully they got engaged. So that was such an awesome moment, and we'll chat about that in a little bit. But I did want to start with talking about just Charles and Liza and just the different dynamic that we saw in this episode. You know, last episode, they kind of were at each other. The last two, really, they've kind of had, like, some difficulties.
Right.
And it seems like Liza was just totally, like, happy and more kind of, like, back in love in this episode. What were your guys' thoughts on that?
I feel like, you know, when your friends don't like your boyfriend and then finally everything smooths over, that's how I feel like. I feel like Liza's felt torn between Kelsey or her boyfriend, and now she's trying to still be the middleman, but she feels like everything's in a good place for now. And so it's just interesting because I'm like, so what are the... what's the workplace etiquette now? Like, we saw Charles sneak a kiss. Is that appropriate now or inappropriate? Or it's just kind of weird. I just don't know how they're going to work all that, those kinks out.
I think she is, like, in a more calm place, though, just because, yes, there's obviously still, you know, tiffs and obstacles and hurdles to work, you know, over now that they're merged. But it's not like they're competing against each other anymore, which was, I think, much more intense and, like, could get way more vicious. So I think that she's just, like, a little bit at peace that they're not having to, you know, be neck and neck in terms of, like, their livelihoods anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, we definitely saw in the last couple episodes a lot more of the kind of, like, deception and mischievousness with them kind of being in opposite corners. And now it seems like everything's a little bit more calm with that, which is great, I guess. But we do see Liza, you know, kind of snooping again, which...
That's her brand.
It is.
But I love how she always has an excuse, which is the truth. She was like, the box fell. I happened to read it. But yes, I was snooping. So
I probably would have looked. Would you guys have?
Yeah. I don't know if I would have read the whole manuscript.
Right?
Yeah. But I definitely would peek.
I also feel like Liza, we saw her being very, like, we-centric. Like, the fact that the extra boxes, she was like, put it into my office so we can look through it together. And, you know, she wants everything to be about with her and Charles to really make the relationship work personally and professionally. But do you guys feel like Charles is going to end up being a little bit more selfish, or is he going to be on board this whole we train?
I think that, I don't know. That's a good question. I think that Charles doesn't quite connect with it the way that Liza does. And this is going into a different bit of a storyline, but with Kelsey being intimidated, like, he just doesn't understand, like, that she can't stand up to him. Like, I think that he is a little bit more selfishly minded in certain ways. And I don't know that he means to be or doesn't, you know, to be, like, malicious or, like, to make anyone feel bad. But I think he does kind of, like, just understand things his way and, like, can't necessarily rewire it the way that Liza can.
Mm. Well, that's a very, like, I wrote that down because that's, like, a very, like, bullyish, like, statement just to be, like, well, if she wants to, like, if she wants to be the boss, she has to stand up to me. And it's like, no, if you're the employee, you are supposed to do what your boss says. So mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of like an over-masculine kind of like bully thing to kind of say, you know, to Liza about Kelsey.
Yeah, because he's not looking at it from anyone else's perspective either. Like,
exactly.
You have to put yourself in her shoes. Like, not only were you her boss for so long, but like she said, you were her mentor. Plus, you are in like a more obvious position of power being, you know, a middle-aged man rather than her, who's just like a young woman who's just sort of, like, not just starting out, but, I mean, she hasn't been in this role for very long. Like, you have to like, take a step back and understand how hard that is.
And I think it speaks to what happens in reality. Like, you know, he's been the boss for so long, and he's a man, and he's comfortable in that space and in being the leader. So to take it, look through someone else's eyes is difficult for him.
Yeah. Well, and this happens, so I think this has been happening more and more so often in real life, just, like, over the last decade, with a lot more, like, younger people entering the workforce in high-profile positions, mm-hmm. and then, like, a lot more older people needing to go back to work in maybe lesser positions that they used to work in. And so it's an interesting, I mean, I love that they're showcasing it in the show, because I think it is a real issue in, like, real life for a lot of people.
It's so funny. I just spoke to my best friend about it, about, like, looking for new jobs and having to report to someone that may be younger than you. How do you handle that?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know if I was, like, 50, I would probably have a hard time, like, reporting to a 25-year-old mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm.
So. You have to just be in the mindset to learn something new. You have something to offer, and they have something to offer too. So
yeah, absolutely. It's all about attitude. Mm-hmm. and then also, Liza is at it's like their social calendar is just, like, insane.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the last two
Charles,
episodes,
it's like, oh my God.
They've also been at galas. So I'm like, okay, first of all, how many dresses does she have? Like, she has a new, like, whole glam get up for everyone. Second of all, how many, I guess there probably is a lot of fundraisers in, like, the New York literary scene, but I'm like, every night you got something to go to. Don't you just want to watch Netflix? Like, well, one night.
And I think that we see that Liza is just kind of like over oh my God, there's another one tonight, oh my God, and one tomorrow, like, what the heck.
Yeah,
and she's definitely got, like, some definite FOMO of her old life.
Yeah, I think also it speaks to the difference between dating Josh versus Charles. Josh, absolutely. You know, he was at the local pub, she was listening to his bluegrass band, and they were going, like, to camping events. Charles, this is his lifestyle, so in being with him, she's kind of getting exposed to that, as well as her growing in her career. She's now invited to more of these opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, we see her, I think, I mean, I don't know about the whole season, but definitely in the last couple episodes, we've definitely seen her start kind of questioning her and Charles' relationships in, like, her subconscious almost. And mm-hmm. it's like she's realizing, especially in this episode with all these fundraisers, oh my God, now I'm back in my, like, 40-year-old lifestyle, and I don't know if I like it.
But it's interesting, too, because we're seeing Josh's life, like, change so much at the same time. Like, she probably wouldn't be going to pubs, you know, as often with him anymore, because he has this baby that he's, like, so in love with and dedicated his whole life to, which is great. But, like, both of their lives, like, they can never go back to what they had, kind of, which is really kind of sad.
I know, but, you know, I just thought about it. Josh's life is catching up to Liza's mm-hmm. now. You know, she was a parent, now he's become a parent. You know, she had to think about her child with all her decisions, now he's doing the same thing. So it's like he's getting a little bit older or more mature and catching up to where she was.
Yeah. But then Maggie goes out with Josh and Lauren, like, late at night, and she's like, oh, tear. It's like,
I love that those three hang out so often.
I do, too.
It's such
so
a good squad.
I want to join.
Me, too.
I know. Can we have more of that in this show?
Come on,
Darren Star. Give us more of that. Let's see it. But, I mean, throughout this episode, she's just you know, she finally goes with the on the motorcycle ride with Josh. And I don't know, what do you guys think? Are we going to see more of this potential Josh and Liza reunion?
I don't think we're never not going to see that. I think that's such a like central part of the show. There's always going to be that lingering thing. So I think they're always going to tease it for us.
And I appreciate it. I'm here for every moment of it. I love it every time I see it. I even have a photo of it in News and Gossip today.
They were going to say in my brain. I was like, that's fair. Yeah,
they're in my heart.
Thank you for that sound effect. It woke me up. No. Yeah, I need to see more of it too. And I know a lot of you guys in the chat last week were excited to see more Josh and Liza as well. But I do want to get into the next topic here. So, but we want to first thank you guys for watching us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for making us be the ESPN of TV talk. As you know, there are so many different places you can watch us. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up, hit that subscribe so you never miss one of the many, many shows we do here. We cover like literally everything on TV. So there's a show for you besides just Younger. If you're on Spotify, keep listening there. If you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, leave a comment. We love hearing from you. And tell all your friends because that's how we keep going. Thank you guys so much for tuning in because we love talking about the show. We love talking about it with you guys.
That's right. Absolutely. And thank you to everyone that commented last week. Mary Caruso, Jane Capiello, Kimberly Allred, Norwal Music, Fiona M, and Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, we love it when you comment. So please keep commenting. Please share the episodes if you love them. And yeah, don't forget to rate and review as well.
And we're in the live chat right now if you want to hit us up with your comments and views on the show this evening.
Absolutely. Well, I do want to get into Diana because, as we were saying at the beginning, we saw a lot more of her in this episode, and I really loved it. But she got so much like ageism, I feel like, in this episode with being at the baptism, and then even just like a little bit of stuff in the office too. But she bounced back.
She always does.
Always.
Absolutely.
No one can hold Diana down.
True.
Unless she wants them to.
She was definitely excited to see Charles.
Yes. Very excited. It brought back the old Diana who was sweating him all the time.
Yeah. She's definitely missed him in the office.
Yeah.
With all the young ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they can develop like a genuine friendship. Because, I mean, if she's getting married, like, I'm hoping that she doesn't keep like flirting with him so blatantly.
Yeah.
And I think it would be really nice for them to like be on each other's team. Like, I think they already do, but you know, to like really strengthen their friendship.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it'd be nice to see like Charles and Liza with Diana and Enzo.
Oh, that's a cute date night.
A
idea.
Double date.
I
double
love
date.
That.
That's not just cute. That is going to be an interesting date mm-hmm. night.
Definitely. Because we know how Diana feels about Liza.
Wait, that would be so fun.
That would be fun.
I'm here for that.
I'm here for that as well. I hope we get some of that in the next couple episodes. Yeah, well, I don't know that any of us knew that the Enzo and Diana engagement was going to happen in this one, but I'm really glad that it did. And, you know, Diana starts off the episode by saying that the divorce is like a romantic cautionary tale, selling of his estate and all of that with Charles. And then what do you know? She's getting married. So that's pretty exciting. What were your guys' thoughts on the spur-of-the-moment engagement?
I loved it. I mean, Enzo is so handsome, and especially coming after hearing that he would only stay in most relationships for a year and then break up, that made me a little nervous, especially his ex-girlfriend kissing him on the lips like that. Calm down.
In the church!
In the church, at the baptism. It's not about you, girl. But and she was a beautiful woman. She seemed a little bit younger than Diana. So again, hitting on that ageism. Mm-hmm. So to see how Enzo really felt, and it showed me that sometimes, you know, we assume that we know what the guy is thinking, but not really. And when he stood up for her and pulled her into the family photo, I was like, so beautiful.
I honestly feel like I should have seen it coming just because she hit it's so hard with the line, like, I guess this is probably a sign that neither of us, like, should get married again. And yes. So, like, of course she's gonna get married again, like, in this, like, get, you know, proposed to in the same episode. But I thought that was so cute how they, like, foreshadowed it pretty blatantly, but like I sure missed it. Like I didn't think anything of it.
Same here. I thought I was like, she's adamant that, you know, she's never doing it again. Yeah. So yeah. It was exciting.
Well, yeah, and then his whole family basically is like, you're old, and it's like, so they're always so mean to her.
They're vicious. I think it's because she's like not Italian.
I think that because I have some Italian friends, and they are like very blunt and direct. They do not hold their tongue, even if it hurts your feelings. They feel like they're saying it out of love, you know. So yeah. I think maybe this is her initiation into the family, and now she is in there.
I hope that they allow her to like be part of the family. Mm-hmm. But we'll save some of that for predictions, yes. I guess, as well. I did want to talk a bit about Mercury too, and Millennial, and kind of what's going on with them now being back together, and the issues with Kelsey and Charles. I mean, do you guys think this is going to be an issue going forward with the two of them, with the kind of power dynamic?
I do. I think Kelsey is going to definitely have to learn to speak up for herself, because Charles will unintentionally and maybe intentionally try to punk her and be, like, you know, just show his power, especially with Zayn out here having all these outbursts and storming out of meetings. Like, dude, you just came into this office again. That's not how you should conduct yourself when you don't get what you want. So she's going to be trying to manage, you know, Charles and his behavior along with Zayn and his erratic behavior.
And I think that other people are going to be caught in the middle, because, like, I think Liza's definitely going to try to like calm both of them down and give them advice on how to deal with the other, which is going to be exhausting for her, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see her just like snapping one day and be like, figure yourself out by yourself.
Yeah.
And then, like, we have Diana too, because she, you know, was in that weird period where she was still at the company when Charles and Zayn weren't, but then obviously she is like very loyal to Charles. So I think it's just going to be like, people are going to have to like choose sides, and I think it can get really messy.
Yeah, I agree. And Zayn, yeah, especially after Kelsey and Zayn had that kind of little like thing at the coffee machine where he's like, yeah, I'm not going to be the issue. Someone else is going to be the issue, i.e. Charles. And then he's the issue.
2 seconds later is the whole issue.
Yeah, the whole issue. And then now we really know the Mercury, the tagline of what they're interested in, designed to appeal to men and women of all ages, so it's pretty broad.
Which is not how you brand something.
It's not
something.
A niche.
Like, it's not
that's
exactly.
Like everyone.
It's like everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, have you guys everything. Done any marketing? Like, that's not how you promote something.
Right.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, and then they want this seafaring Arabian Sea to be part of Millennial, which made no sense to me.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, it's a story about a man in the sea. It's basically the old man in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, I don't understand why they wanted it to be a Millennial.
Yeah, modern day Moby Dick.
I think it was, you know, Charles trying to give Millennial his what he doesn't want and keep the best for himself, just like he wanted to keep the book about the killer, you know, when Liza tried to pull that away. So we see that tug of war happening. And I also found it interesting in the beginning when they were trying to figure out taglines, Diana wanted her tagline to kind of lean towards focus on Charles. Lauren wanted it to focus on Kelsey, and then Liza wanted it to focus on both of them. So that spoke volumes.
I thought that was really interesting too, like the opening, because, you know, Lauren's version was like sort of harsh on Charles too, like, oh, he's a fledgling startup, and then Diana wanted it to be like, you're right, so strong about Charles. So yeah, it's just like so many different perspectives, like everyone has an opinion. Yeah. And I think they're gonna make it known.
Yeah, everyone is battling for control a little bit, and Kelsey's not really strong enough. I mean, she's in a very tough spot, definitely, with being the intern that's, you know, now running the company. Yeah. You know, starting at the bottom. So she's in a tough spot, and everyone's kind of trying to show their strength over her, so she's gonna have a hard time, I think, coming up in the next season. Yeah. As well.
But I think she's doing a great job. Like, even that scene with the coffee maker, the fact that Zayn was like, oh, where's the old one? And she's like, I upgraded us. It speaks to her management style, where she wants the best, not only for herself, but for her company and employees. And I think she's doing a great job. And it's sad to see that she can't even enjoy it because of all this conflict, but makes for a good show.
I agree. I think she's doing pretty well, too, especially, you know, I don't think she's, like, being too soft on people. Like, she is trying to stand up for things, but I don't think she's being, like, overly harsh either. I think it's just she's gonna have to feel it out. And there's an, I don't think there's any right decisions necessarily for a lot of these situations. So I agree. I think she's killing it.
Yeah, I think she's doing a great job as well. And not taking any crap from Charles. I mean, as little as she can, I think she's doing a good job of that, too.
Yeah.
Definitely Liza's in the middle of... I mean, we've already seen her in the middle all the time because everything that Kelsey says, she says to Charles.
Yeah.
It's like...
Like, don't you know? You know Kelsey's scared of you. I'm like, geez, she just said it to you. Do you have to repeat it like 2 seconds later?
I thought that was kind of nice, though, because she knows that Kelsey would never bring that up herself because she doesn't want to appear like that. So, I kind of like that she was like, listen, on this down low, like, be known to, you know, calm your behavior down a little bit.
Yeah.
But that, again, to me, I was like, what are the boundaries? Like, is she going to run to Charles every time Kelsey tells her something? Like, when is she going to hold things back? So that's why I was like, okay, what are the limitations here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree on that. I think that there's going to be some issues with that arising, definitely. Well, let's get into some Youngerisms.
Yes.
Guys, just a little recap. If it's your first time tuning in, Youngerisms is where we highlight our favorite quotes of the episode because there's so much hilarious writing and so much hilarious line delivery. So we're going to highlight some of our favorites for you guys. Do you want to start, Alice?
Sure. I have a couple. One of my favorites was the male version of Resting Bitch Face. I liked that one a lot. I might have to use that one as well. And I'll let you guys go so I don't take yours.
All of mine were from Diana, of course, as they usually are. I did like when she said, I'm not sure marriage should be in the cards for both of us. But then we saw her get engaged. And then regarding her baby shower outfit, it's a low bar, but I try to lead by example. I was like, yes, that's right. Show these kids how it's done with your fascinator hat to the baby to the baby christening. And then when Enzo proposed, Diana says, is there a ring involved? It's like, that's right, girl. Focus on what's important. Where is the ring? So I thought that was really sweet. And the fact that he was like, she has time to think about it. I thought, like, he wasn't offended. Like, it just spoke to his personality. So I thought that was really cute.
Yeah, I agree too.
Mine was also from the baby shower, just because that was such a good scene. Whoever was sitting next to her was like, are those real bird feathers? And then she just deadpans, they better be. Obsessed. I'm serious. I tweeted yesterday, it's a crime that she has not been nominated for an Emmy for this.
Agreed.
She's so good.
Amazing.
She
I love her.
I just cannot believe
it. We should start a petition.
I agree. Like, I will run her Emmy campaign next year. I have about $3, but we're going to make this happen.
Social media can make anything happen.
Exactly.
We're going to sell real bird feather hats into a fundraiser.
I do know someone, a special hat maker out of London, so I'm sure she'd be on board.
Let's do it.
I'm sure we could find some pigeons in LA that could spare a few feathers.
High class
hats. That's what we're gonna sell. Anyways, do we have some news tonight?
Yes. So,
AfterBuzz TV news.
On July 30th, yesterday, our fave Josh, aka Nico Tortorella, celebrated his 31st birthday. And we have this post where he says, it's my birthday, bish. I do what I want, but I also really hope you find the time to do what you want. Hashtag all of it is you. Hashtag space between. And, you know, we see Nico in this feather, speaking of feathers, ensemble with wet hair and dramatic eye makeup. So I thought this was beautiful. And then in honor of his birthday, he did a little bit of a throwback, and we have a photo from his modeling days. The caption says, channeling this dude circa 2009. And the photo was done by Bruce Weber for Abercrombie.
Ooh,
now,
yes.
Do you guys remember seeing this handsome face in Abercrombie stores? I didn't go often, but I mean, I feel like I would remember that.
I don't know. Once you smell that perfume, you can't remember anything else. So
you're right. Actually, you're right. Like,
Also, in this picture, they did like a little birthday montage for Nico, and they said that at the tip of his nose, it's shaped like a perfect heart, which I thought that was so interesting. If you get a chance to look at it, you can zoom in. It's on his Instagram, Nico Tortorella.
Cute.
Next photo is a personal fave. It's a screenshot from the scene where he was about to sell his motorcycle, his old motorcycle. But what I found special is the location, which is Richmond, Virginia, where I lived for 12 years.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that's where they shot this.
No, I don't think they shoot it in Richmond. I don't know. But I mean, I saw some other posts where he's there, but I felt like, again, Nico and I are connected. So, you know, we are bound to be best friends. Speaking of connections, next photo is Nico and Josh and Liza on his motorcycle looking so happy. And I just, you know, how much I love seeing them together. So seeing them so happy was amazing. The caption says, "This is a story of Josh waiting for Liza," which I loved. Also, in honor of Nico's birthday, you know, last season I did a little bit of a haiku, and I just wanted to gift you guys with another haiku in honor of Nico's birthday. Please be ready. Here it goes. Nico is que rico. There is no space between us. All of it is you.
Wow.
I love it.
Thank you. That's my gift to you, Nico. I
That's beautiful.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, and I think we'd all like to say happy birthday to Nico.
Happy birthday.
Yes. One other thing I wanted to bring up, ladies, is Liza at this ball when she saw her old friends. The shade her friend threw when she actually met Charles and was like, oh, you were going through that phase.
Yes.
I thought that was rude and shady and so just shady. Wrong.
Yeah. I had that written down, too, and I forgot to mention it. But, yeah, I mean, they were like, oh, God, yeah, thank God you're over that.
Yeah.
This guy's such a keeper. And then I think that played into her FOMO even more of like, oh, is this really what I want, my, like, 40-year-old life and not my 26-year-old life?
Exactly. But do you think her friends have a right to, like, be all in her business like this?
No. But they've always been.
Yes, but they don't, like, how often have they been hanging out anymore? Like, right. They definitely don't have a right if we're, like, casual friends and see each other twice a year.
Exactly.
No, right. Get out.
She was like, how long have you been hiding this one? And I was like, girl, mind your own business. Go back to Jersey.
Totally.
Go back to Jersey.
Diana still doesn't know that she's 40 or however old she is now with all these seasons.
I'm so scared.
But now it's like there was that like newspaper article or magazine article with her photo. So I don't know that it's going to be much longer.
It's from next week's sneak peek. It looks like Diana may be finding out soon. It may be the time.
I'm so scared, guys.
I know. Well, let's get it. This is a perfect time to get into predictions.
Yes.
That's the right music for this.
Yes. Who wants to start?
I'll go because I'm fired up about it.
Your fear.
Because that preview sure made it seem like she found out. And I have had this theory that she knew all along and just didn't care. But now I'm, like, worried that she's going to care a lot because she is, like, very big about, like, loyalty and honesty. Mm-hmm. And I could see her feeling very betrayed. So I'm definitely scared that that's coming. But I also kind of want to see it because I think it's time.
Agreed.
I think that we need her to find out because she's such, like, a core part of... I feel like she's gained, like, much more of a central presence of the show. So I think it's time that she finally finds out. I also think that Kelsey is going to publish Charles' book without his permission.
Oh, yeah.
Or like
that's a good prediction.
Because Liza was saying, oh, it's like a choose-your-own-adventure romance. Like,
and Liza will finish it.
Yeah, someone's going to finish it. That's getting published somehow, and I don't think that Charles is going to give them permission.
Or maybe she'll write, like, three alternate endings in the end of the book and be like, if you want this ending, flip to page blah, blah, blah.
Right. I don't know the legalities of that, but... I don't know. I can just see Kelsey going rogue and doing it.
I like that. And the fact that Charles, too, had been in a romance, you know, with a older woman when he was younger, I thought that was very interesting. And I wonder if that helped him understand Liza's plight even more. Or do you think
he kind of threw shade at her.
That's what
he was like, you know, this woman that
needed validation.
Right.
Needed to validate her life. She was bored and she needed to, like, feel like she mattered. And I was like, ouch.
I know. I was like, are you here for it or are you not, Charles? It was a little confusing. But yeah, I agree about the book. I hope it does get published. I also feel like Charles is, we're going to continue to see the issues with Charles reporting to Kelsey.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely going to grow. And then I think if Diana does find out next week, I'm happy because it throws me off whenever she still treats Liza like a assistant, and I'm ready for her to treat her more like a peer, because I just want her to respect her some more. But please bring on a new intern for Diana to boss around.
Do you guys remember that like season 2 or 3 episode where she had that terrible assistant?
Yes. Yes.
I want more of that because I thought that was one of the funniest episodes we've ever had.
I recently watched that episode again and that girl came and she sat down and had a full conversation. Yes. Like, what are we doing today, girl? And I was like, this is hilarious. It just showed you how good of an assistant Liza has been and how strong she is. So yeah, I can't wait to see this conflict.
Yeah, I also think that Zane is gonna like peace out. I think he's gonna go and work for someone else again, or like Redmond, or like, you know, he's always stabbing Kelsey in the back, and I think that, you know, he's gonna find some other way to do it again.
He never stays still.
No,
like, he's always doing something, going somewhere. So I think that's a pretty fair assumption.
He doesn't like to like take orders from anyone else, especially Kelsey, unless it's in the bedroom.
Yeah, are they in a full fledged relationship right now?
No, I think that when they had the big blow up with Charles, I think that ended that.
Got it.
But then they were kind of friends again. I don't know. They're always back and forth.
Mm-hmm. True to life.
And I think we're going to see some additional issues with Charles' kind of like bossiness with Liza and her kind of questioning, you know.
And also Quinn. I'm sorry, but we have not heard from her, and that makes me very nervous because she's
up to?
Planned something.
Absolutely.
We see Pauline's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of fun stuff for the next couple of episodes. But you guys, this has been great, and we want to keep chatting with you after we leave here. So please connect with us on social. Sahai, where can they find you?
They can find me at Say Hi Sahai on Instagram and sometimes on Twitter.
You guys can find me on Twitter at @Elphaba_Anne and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at @AliceElford and on Instagram at @Alice's Adventures on Earth. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight, and we will see you next week for episode 8.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.